About a year and a half ago, I read an op-ed piece in the Los Angeles Times. And someone wrote in who proclaimed to be kind of a mom-and-pop landlord and was examining issues in owning units. He owns 12 units in the L.A. area. And I found it interesting, and I contacted him, and he was nice enough to come on. And he's back now for a little bit of an update. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Josh Kamali.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it was very kind of you. And I give me a little recap of the op-ed piece you wrote. What were you highlighting? Why did you write it?
Sure. I've owned property, my wife and I, for about 12 years now in Los Angeles City. We just found it became more and more difficult with regulations being passed by the city to kind of be mom and pop owners. And I wrote it as a sort of like a pleading with the city, like, you must stop or the mom and pops are going to leave. And that was the thesis. We believe in regulations. We believe in rent control. I understand the role that these things play in preventing homelessness, but it is so excessive and so difficult that folks like me are thinking about leaving the city. And that sort of was the gist of the op-ed. You gave some specifics of some of that.
Now, let me ask you this. Before you tell me what's evolved since then, did you get any follow-up emails? Sometimes it's kind of like next door, people sniping at each other. Do you remember if someone wrote in to either agree with you or disagree with you?
Yeah, I've got plenty of people who wrote in to say like that you're really speaking for us. And friends who own property who just saw the op-ed, messaged us and said, thank God, thank you for speaking out. And I got one person who criticized us, but it was very, very minimal negative criticism. It was mainly mom and pop owners. And if you don't mind me saying, since then, I get people to this day who find my website, they have a property management company, and will email me and say, I saw your op-ed. Can you help me with this question? Can you help me with that question?
Well,
I'm having a difficulty
You know why that is?
Do tell.
Because you came on my program a year and a half ago.
There you go.
Josh Kamali out of Los Angeles, he and his wife, self-proclaimed mom and pop landlord. So what would you say, you raise points about the city and regulations a year and a half ago, it was January of 2024. Have there been any changes either for the worse or for the better?
Yeah, lo and behold, my op-ed didn't move the needle at all with the city. I can't believe it. to sort of answer your question, the city of Los Angeles is hostile towards landlords. There's just no other way to describe it. They routinely pass on 12-0 votes what they would call pro-tenant and anti-landlord legislation. And it continues, and from what I can tell, it'll just keep continuing. There doesn't seem to be within the city of L.A. any desire to create balanced, thoughtful policy. It's just driven by an agenda that is, I think, I don't want to use the word manipulated because it has such a negative connotation, but I will use the word manipulated by tenants' rights groups. And the tenants' rights group are militant, and like too often in our country, don't think of the unintended consequences of their policies. And the unintended consequences of their policies will be to drive out mom and pop landlords. I go to trade shows for owners and to drum up business for my property management company. And half of the owners I talk to say, I'm getting out of California, I'm getting out of LA, I'm getting out of LA County. And so it's happening. They are already driving out mom and pop landlords. And so the question becomes, who's going to be left? And from what I can tell in my own personal experience, it will be corporations. It will be the slumlords who we all don't want to be a part of and don't want, but they're the ones who don't care about your regulations. Or it's going to be the really rich who can afford to hire property managers like me to keep up with all those regulations and who can afford to take a hit every now and then. An eviction in the city of Los Angeles will cost you $20,000 to $50,000, depending on how long it takes and how much damage is done. But you're not going to get away with less than $20,000 in a loss. So unless you're a corporation or you're very rich, can't really absorb that kind of thing.
And you said earlier, my guest Josh Kamali is out of Los Angeles, a mom and pop landlord, owns 12 units, but also got into property management, which we'll talk about in a second. But you said you're okay with rent control. What aspect of rent control are you not okay with?
That's actually an excellent question. I think the notion of capping how much you can raise rent from one year to the next is perfectly legitimate. I don't have a problem being told 3%, 4%, 5%. You know, raising the rent by 10%, 20% on someone is pretty destructive and can really hurt families. But it's all the other regulations layered on top of it. If you own a single family home at this point in the city of LA and you rent it out, you're paying that person $20,000 to get it back. And most single family homeowners don't know that, because the city of LA expanded no fault evictions beyond just what was covered under their rent stabilization ordinance to everything.
So you're saying if someone stops paying the rent, it's going to cost someone a minimum of $20,000 to get them out.
I'm just talking about if you rent out your single family home and after a year you say to that tenant, thank you very much, I want to move back in. You have to pay them move out fees.
Oh, right. I'm familiar with that.
And that's just, and that there's no way people know that. It's this excessive regulation that you're putting one on top of the other, on top of the other, on top of the other. You make it so complicated and difficult. It's just too much.
Is that just covering single family? That doesn't, yeah. I mean, most landlords aren't moving in back into an apartment per se, but they could be a duplex.
Yes, they can. And again, you can, so right now you have to have a just cause eviction, there's also no cause evictions. And one of the components of a no cause eviction is if you want to move in back in yourself. But I'm saying most single family homeowners don't realize that it applies to them as well. Just to give you an example of something the city has done, that it's burdensome. The city this last year said, okay, all multifamily homeowners now need to move their appliances from gas to electric, presumably under the auspices of global warming. They didn't rule that single family homeowners need to do that, because there would have been an uproar, but they can beat up landlords.
And the landlord can't pass anything on to the tenant. You got to keep the rent the same.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's interesting, all the points you're taking. I know things are going on in the city of Santa Barbara, and I know I don't even want to guess, but in terms of the rent control and 5%, and then if someone wants to rehab it, you're talking about slumlords, and if you need to do, you know, plumbing, electrical, gut a place, it used to be that you had the right to evict someone and then remodel, and then it would be market rent. But now I think the new law is that the old tenant has to move, given the option to move back in, maybe at a maximum of 10% increase. But it's, so then people, they claim, you know, won't work on it. What happens in LA if, someone moves out in an apartment? Can you then go to market rate rent, or are you tied to what you were charging earlier?
Yes, if they move out on their own, you can go to market rate rent, but you can't get them out to move it up to market rate rent, which again, I don't have a problem with saying this person's in there, this is your tenant, that's that. But there have to be instances where you can move them out. The relocation fees of $20,000 to $30,000 are obscene. I'll tell you another law that was, again, just passed in both the city and county of L.A., that tenants now have a right to an attorney in an eviction case. So when a tenant stops paying rent, and guess what? Taxpayers are paying for their attorney. Me as the owner, I'm paying $10,000 for an attorney. That person's getting it for free.
Well,
that's an example of just a ridiculous.
Well, I could see if the landlord did something against the law to evict the tenant. I could see saying, okay, you know, this tenant is stuck. The landlord's got deep pockets. Let's help this tenant. But if the tenant stops paying rent, what's the justification? They might have a justification. They might say things aren't working.
Right. Habitability.
Habitability.
The only reason why you could legally not pay rent.
Right.
I happen to live in a small city called Culver City, which is within L.A., and they were debating this right to council, and their housing department found that 75% of the evictions were for non-payment of rent. That kind of just shows you how lopsided it would be and how many people were they would be providing lawyers to who have just basically stopped paying their rent.
And the real question then is, of the 75% that stopped paying rent, what percentage of those actually had, you know, habitable issues and that would be justified in not paying the rent? I don't know the answer to that.
Correct. And so I actually at the Culver City Council meeting said, why don't these people at least have a copay? At least make them put $50 out of their pocket so that they have some skin in the game. The city of L.A. doesn't have that. The county of L.A. doesn't have that. There are very few public benefits that are free. Medicaid isn't free. Medicare isn't free. You have copays. You pay a percentage of it. People who are on what we used to call food stamps, they still pay a portion of that. Why is this free? You stop paying rent, and now you get a free attorney, which, by the way, already existed. There are plenty of nonprofits that were offering free legal counsel in these instances. The city and county just expanded this dramatically. And again, it required the tenant to have no skin in that game.
Yeah, it's a tough, you know, on its face, it could be seen as an adversarial position between a landlord and a tenant. Yet when you have people who are, you know, kind-hearted, there's so many, you know, great landlords, and then some landlord screws up, and then suddenly you try to fix it by end up punishing landlords who might have never raised the rent. And then if you pass a law saying you can't raise the rent more than 3 or 5%, and you're, you know, 30% under rental market, you're kind of stuck forever. So all of a sudden, people started making sure their rent was at least up to market and started maximizing the increase to make sure it was at market rent. Otherwise, they'd... That's one of the examples of unintended consequences. My guest, Josh Kamali, is just a mom-and-pop landlord out of Los Angeles. So here's the irony. You're in this business. You're battling. It's stressful. And then you got into becoming a property management business operating 100 units. So you just increased your workload and your fight. What's wrong with you? Why did you do that?
Yeah, no, my wife and I had a small property management company we used to manage investor properties we built. So we also develop ADUs, and we'll model out in multifamily and say, okay, if we add two ADUs, we can get this return for our investors and so forth and so on. And at some point we said, gosh, we've been doing this for 4 years for investors, and we've been managing ourselves for 12 years. It seems like there's a business opportunity here, and we've had tremendous success in a very short period of time. And it lends itself actually to kind of what I was telling you in the beginning. My clients are really fall into three categories. There's folks who were with other property management companies and they were just unhappy. But I get a lot of people who are just getting older, and it's too much stress, and it's too much hassle, and they can't figure out the regulations and can't keep up with it. And the third client I have are very wealthy investors who say, I want to buy the property. I don't want to try to keep up with all of this. I'll hire a property management company to figure it all out.
Well, so I got to tell you,
seeing it on that end too.
I would not want your job. Property management is a tough one. You mentioned ADUs. We had an article in the paper here locally where someone had a prefab ADU hoisted up with a huge crane over their house from the street and put it in. Have you dealt with these prefab ADUs?
No, not myself. We build them. We either convert garages or we build ground up.
Yeah, it seemed like a good idea, but then it still like took a year. It's not like you can just order one and get it delivered like a mobile home. Well, Josh Kamali, if someone owns a real estate in the L.A. area and wanted to talk to you about a property management, what's a contact for you?
Yeah, the phone number is 323-487-1348, and the webpage is R as in Robert, D as in David, propmanage.com.
Okay, I'm writing this down. RD, Robert David, propmanage.com.
Company's Red Door Property Management.
Red Door. I like that. And the phone number is 323-487-1348. Red Door Property Management Company. It's rdpropmanage.com. Hey, Josh, thanks for the update. Keep in touch.
Thanks so much.
Okay, take care. Yeah, I wish I had more information on what Santa Barbara was doing so we could have done a comparison. I know they just passed something. I know one landlord told me that they were passing something with 3%, but I don't think that's the case. I think it was 5%. Because there's the deal that exists now where you could go with the state CPI plus 5% with a maximum of 10%. And I don't know if they change that. And I know a year or two ago it was at 10%. CPI was very high. But then I think last year it might have been around 8% total. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Take a break, and I'll tell you about some more real estate sales. I hope you're sitting down. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.